All right. It's a Roll Around the Barrel wrestling podcast.
Sure. It's
vintage wrestling podcast when I'm talking about it.
I guess. Got a little bit of vintage on both sides here.
Just so you know, if you've listened 15 seconds into this, there's no vintage baseball talk here.
None.
This is the theme song of WrestleMania 40. It's called Gasoline by The Weeknd. So if you're a wrestling fan, you're listening right now, and you're going to hear this song 1,000 times over the next week.
Great.
So it's a Barrel Roller here with Mike Marbles Feeney. Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm excited.
Mike has made the trek to my humble abode and is actually in my, I don't want to say in my basement. That's creepy. He's in my studio. It's not a studio. It's the basement.
I'm blinking twice if you guys can't hear that.
So Mike and I are going to a playoff OHL game.
Yeah, let's go Spirit.
Let's go Spirit. Are you a Spirit fan tonight?
I am.
Okay, great.
Aside from the Spitfires, go Spirit. Hate their goal song leading into music.
Oh, God, I hope we hear it, don't hear it so many times tonight.
I want them to score, but I can only take so much Whitney Houston.
You didn't wear your Dippin' Dots shirt, so I'm pretty disappointed.
I'm sorry. Thank you again. Thank you again.
So we're going to talk wrestling. This is what we're going to do. This is probably going to come out in a couple different parts because it's going to take forever.
Yeah.
But, and we have
4 hour wrestling.
We'd have no idea how long this is going to take, but I have a feeling in the back of my head, forever is the title. We have a bracket for, wrestling theme songs, cause it's NCAA bracket college basketball time. And we did our own bracket and this is how we did it.
How many teams? How many songs?
64. That's right.
That's a lot.
So Mike came up with his 32 favorite wrestling theme songs of all time. I came up with my favorite 32, and then we put them in a bracket. But something I didn't tell Mike until he got here is they're not going, my song isn't going against his song. His songs are going against each other, and my songs are going against each other until we're down to one each in the finals for the greatest wrestling theme song of all the times.
And we are also voting on each other's picks. So the 32 that he picked out, I will be voting, knocking one off at a time, and he'll be doing the same for me.
Yes, we have all these theme songs up on our Spotify's.
For the most part. There's a few obscure ones that have made my list from TNA Wrestling.
But you're involved in stuff like that, so I'd expect you to actually have some of these. I'm surprised the TNA songs are not on Spotify.
I don't think TNA's on anything.
Maybe it's barely on TV.
It might be on DVD. I don't think they've made it to a streaming service.
Well, they're not TNA anymore. They go
are.
Back to Impact?
They are back to TNA.
No, they went back to TNA.
They're back to TNA, and it is probably the best in-ring wrestling product happening right now. Better than AEW, better than WWE.
No.
In-ring? In-ring wrestling?
In-ring.
In-ring, yes.
The worst wrestling right now in-ring is WWE.
Yes, as it has been. But
that's not what they are trying to do.
No.
So you can't blame them.
No.
They're telling great stories.
They are.
I wish AEW would tell a story or two.
Maybe. Maybe one day.
MJF showing up at WrestleMania?
No.
Okay.
I know there was talk before we get into the whole thing, but I know there was talk. I think it's been filled up now with the ladder match tag team. I think it's six tag team cluster.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there were mysterious opponents. I think they've filled all the slots, but I know the Hardys were rumored. If there is still an open spot, I'm going to say it's not going to be the Hardys, and it's going to be, bold prediction, the Motor City Machine Guns. Mm.
That would be fun. I don't think it's a bold prediction the Hardys won't be in it because they're mid.
Since about 2003, yes.
I think if the Hardys came back and did the same exact thing they did at that prior WrestleMania where they were the mystery,
yeah,
it kills what they did last time. You can't do the same thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's that got to do with MJF? I don't
know. Just people from outside companies showing up at WrestleMania. I don't think it's happening.
They don't need them. They have a lot of stories going on.
They have a lot of Samoans
in their history. Okay, so this is what we're going to do. We're going to start with Mike's side of the bracket, and we're going to go back and forth on our bracket. So we're seeing most of these songs of each other's for the first time, and Mike, because of our age difference, is going to hear a lot of these songs for the first time. I'm going to have heard more of his, I think, than he's heard of mine necessarily, but we're going to play the two, and then chit-chat about it for a second, and then I'm going to vote on which one goes through to the next round. So here is... you can introduce your songs.
Yeah. So the first song is Eric Bischoff.
I was telling you when I brought up your playlist how upset I was that I forgot about this song. It's not my final 32. It really would be.
Yeah, there's definitely a few songs on my side as well where I'm like, I didn't think about them when I was making. I didn't have a selection of 50 that I cut down. I just went, here's 35. Let's make it 32.
Is there a specific moment in time this song makes you think of?
Around the time I started probably watching wrestling, I think Eric Bischoff was the GM of Raw, so it was 2005, 2006.
Oh, this is an interesting matchup. I just saw. So... And the opponent, go ahead.
And this song, if it hit at WrestleMania 40, would blow the roof off the place.
It would.
It would. None other than Vince McMahon.
But that's the amount of chance of it playing has.
But could you imagine?
Would be huge.
Cody Rhodes is about to win the belt. Rock's laid out. The Usos are done.
Do you think
Vince McMahon's music hits?
Do you think that they would go so far as to play that song, even though he's not there, not going to come out, just to preoccupy?
I don't think they would, but it would be amazing if they did it and Triple H walked out. With the Vince McMahon walk.
Okay, so here's my thoughts on this quick. We can't sit here and talk 10 minutes about every song. We'll be...
No, we have 32 matchups to get through.
Yeah, so I'm going to tell you, I'm backed by Eric Bischoff wins this. It's not even close to me. The first 5 seconds, just before the start of the singing in the Vince song, is iconic, but it's not... that great of a song, not compared to I'm Back. Yeah. So there you go on that. Your thoughts on who went on?
Yeah, that's a fair assessment. I think that's totally fine. One thing for me that is going to go into some of my judgment for him as well is maybe not the song itself, but the emotion it brings out of you, because that's what wrestling is. So I'm like, if there's a song that hits and it makes you feel a certain way, even if it's not the best song, That could easily go ahead on my side. So
I'm glad you feel that way, because there's going to be some songs later that only resonate with me because of emotion, not because they're good songs.
Okay. Which will be interesting with me picking your songs that go on, is some of these moments in wrestling I wasn't there for.
That's right. So. You have to vote just based on the song.
Yep.
That's cool, though. All right. The first song on my side of the bracket is, it's not too far of what we've done right now. Trust me. We're not going to stay in this area right here. But Shane McMahon, Here Comes the Money. That's really low. Can you hear that?
It's there, but it's not as loud as the other ones. But yes, it is hearable.
Okay. That's good.
This is a song that's as loud as it's getting. To be as loud as it goes.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to check the volume here for a second. But anyway, your thoughts on... Oh, I got that all the way up.
The thoughts on Shane McMahon, Here Comes the Money?
Yeah.
I think that would be the most disappointing song for everybody to hear at WrestleMania 40. But he's got to come back at some point after blowing his quad at WrestleMania 39. In his 45-second match.
It's playing it off my phone. So what you're hearing, because I had the laptop set up and my phone set up. but it's playing the audio off of my phone. I don't even need that on.
Okay.
So yeah, so you're familiar with this song and
very familiar with the song and dance. That's the first thing that comes to mind is Shane McMahon running out, spinning his arm in a circle, and then just potatoing somebody in the face.
Or when Shawn Michaels pretended to be Shane McMahon and was spinning his arm and running in a circle. And the matchup for that one is The Brood with Edge, Christian, and Gangrel. I mean, this is really good.
This is an incredible song.
So, yeah, I got to tell you, going into this, I don't like Edge.
Okay. The current
you're not going to believe.
Past Edge?
You're not going to believe it.
No Edge at all.
When you go through the theme song, you're not going to believe it.
Okay.
But current Edge, no.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Did you see the I Quit match between him and Christian?
No, not interested.
I'm very interested, but haven't seen it yet.
Because they don't wrestle in AEW that well, so... Eh. And
Christian is incredible for the last 20 years.
I love Christian.
He's incredible.
I do. I like Christian. And I know that we're going to come across some Christian theme songs from you.
Yes,
not for
will.
Me, but still, that doesn't mean I don't like them.
I've come to my decision.
Here's the decision.
And although Gangrel is a better wrestler, who has a wrestling school down in Florida, actually, which shows that he knows what he's doing. He had a better gimmick. He had pretty much better everything than Shane McMahon, except for the theme song.
Oh.
Shane McMahon is advancing here. And one thing as well that we should note is that some of the songs that he picked, I may have also picked. So we didn't see each other's brackets coming in. So
and we don't care.
Right. So you might hear a couple of these songs twice, but we will be deciding differently.
Next matchup, Mike.
Yes. This may have a longer intro than we're used to.
This was on my cutting room floor.
There's a few songs here, too, where we're just going with the Spotify version, so it might not be the one that the WWE actually used. But the brother of The Undertaker, Kane.
I mean, this is iconic. You know what this is. I will tell you it has no chance in this matchup.
Here's an AEW song.
That's true.
First one, non-WWE. This guy's been around wrestling and found a way, whether you like it or not, found a way to stay relevant for the better part of 30 years? At least 25.
The problem is he goes away, he reinvents himself. He goes away, he reinvents himself.
Which is not a problem.
I don't think he could go away again and reinvent himself and have anyone care at this point.
Interesting. I think he could.
I think he could reinvent himself. I don't think anyone would care.
I think if he disappeared for a year and showed up at the Royal Rumble, people would lose it.
I think he should go away for a year and go to the Royal Rumble just for that and retire.
If you didn't know, if we didn't mention it, Chris Jericho, AEW.
It's from his band Fozzy. There's a reason why everybody sings this song when he comes to the ring. It's a banger.
It is. So if you say Chris Jericho can't wrestle, at least he can make a theme song.
Chris Jericho can wrestle. Chris Jericho can wrestle.
Not as well as he used
just
to.
Just not right
That's
now.
That's why he changed his finisher to what, a forearm or a clothesline?
Yeah. Yeah. Is it an elbow?
Yeah, it might be. Yeah, it's a spinning elbow. Yeah.
What's wrong with the Codebreaker, man?
His back.
I'm going to let you, I'm gonna give you a Codebreaker and find out what's that all about on your wrestling mat.
Awful move.
Really?
I think it's an awful move to anybody that doesn't understand wrestling because they think the guy giving the move is taking it.
Oh, that's true. Anyway, you know what's going on here. Judas is obviously going on. There's no doubt. It's
Chris
not even
Jericho
close.
Advances.
This is an interesting matchup right here. I did not make my matchups to make interesting matchups, but this
yes.
one's...
If we put a little more time into this, we could have, and it would have been probably a little better.
So this is a song you're going to hear at WrestleMania this weekend. It's Cody Rhodes.
Yep.
It's called Kingdom. He was using this in AEW, wasn't he?
He was.
So this is an AEW song.
This is carried over, yeah.
And you know that he's the American Nightmare.
Awful tattoo.
Oh, God. What? How did his wife let him do that? I think he regrets it now, too, but...
I would.
You can get that tattoo anywhere.
Anywhere else.
Anywhere else.
Nice thigh tattoo.
On your taint would have been better than on the neck. But he also makes enough money to remove it if he wanted to. And he hasn't done that.
He should want to.
And then there's this.
This is an interesting matchup.
It is. It's the real American against the American Nightmare. I didn't plan it out. It's the theme song to Barry Windham and Mike Rotundo. Oh, and then it got stolen by Hulk Hogan.
Ah, yes.
So everybody knows this is the Hulk Hogan song, but actually, he was coming to the ring with Eye of the Tiger.
Okay.
And then switched to this.
Probably due to copyright issues?
No, I don't know. I wonder if Windham and Rotundo actually broke up. This is something for everybody to throw into their Google machine. Is food's ready, by the way, Mike.
Okay. Wonderful.
It's not much we can do now. We're recording, but...
Is it real American food?
It is. It's a chicken breast. There's nothing more American than chicken breasts.
Hot dogs. Red and yellow and hot dogs.
It's true. Hot dogs are awful.
Speaking of which, Hulk Hogan has gone with the color scheme of a hot dog.
It's true.
He gets the tan, the ketchup and mustard. Yeah. Very American.
So when I was growing up, not a fan.
Yeah.
I was not against Hulk Hogan, but he didn't do anything for me.
The name was more than anything to me growing up because he popped up. Shawn Michaels flopped over the ring, all over the ring for SummerSlam.
That was awful.
It was incredible.
It was incredible.
It was everything.
For why?
It was everything that Hulk Hogan deserved.
Yes.
And unfortunately, that song is just too good. I love Cody Rhodes. I've heard his song enough. It's fun. But Hulk Hogan gets the advance here.
No surprise. I'm not upset. Have you been disappointed by any... were you disappointed by your first couple of... situations that happened
with the picks that you made?
Yeah,
no, not at all.
So no surprises to us right
now.
Not
really.
This is good stuff. So this is Mike's next matchup.
Yes. This would be Edge. One of the most iconic entrances, I think.
Absolutely.
It's nothing too crazy, but it's iconic.
When this song hit at the Royal Rumble after his long layoff because he was injured and you thought he was retired forever, oh, my God.
Yeah.
And even though they screwed up all the camera work, it was still really good.
Yes.
And I don't like Edge. So,
great song.
But it's a great song. You'll also see this song pop up on my side of the bracket later on.
Speaking of starting to see songs that overlap right away.
This is not a hard decision at all. I love the Cody Rhodes theme song. I love his entrance.
It is great.
I think it's great showmanship. I love how it starts off with there's more than one royal family in wrestling. I love how it hits hard and then it goes through the lyrics. It's Edge. It's absolutely
Edge. No surprise there. Those are both great songs, though, and I mean, I think it's a very different generational thing as well, so anybody that watched wrestling 10 years ago is much more familiar with the Edge thing, where anybody that has been out of the loop for a little bit probably wouldn't know Cody Rhodes stuff.
So here's a matchup that I'm going to be disappointed about. Because I know how this vote's going to go. Mike hasn't heard the second song that's going to be in this. This right here, this is NWO Hulk Hogan. A Voodoo Child by Jimi Hendrix. By far his better theme song than Real American. Oh, it just builds, and it's so good, and it's so good for a bad guy entrance, too. Whoever thought of this?
It is. This is one of those songs where it's like, as soon as you hear it, even if you don't know wrestling, you don't know who's coming out, you get an idea of what that character is.
Yes, absolutely. The story is telling a story. The song is telling a story. Did I say the story's telling a story? Ed's doing that, too. Okay, Mike, so I'm going to have to explain this next song to you. This is the NWA theme song of the Rock and Roll Express, the longest tenured tag team wrestler. Now, they had many, many, many theme songs. Because NWA and WCW, and I don't think this actually filtered over into WCW, they didn't buy rights to any songs.
Yeah.
So they would just use a song until they got in trouble, warned, basically, and then they'd switch it to something else that they would eventually get in trouble for. But during their heaviest time, during the time when they had a hard time getting to the ring and getting to the dressing rooms, because the Rock and Roll Express were
still wrestling today and very old and just can't walk to the ring anymore?
Correct.
Oh.
But when they were in their prime, this was their song. And the crowd went banana. And I know how this is going to go. But I just want you to know, as a child, when this song hit, and I was not much of a Robert Gibson guy, I got to tell you the truth, but when Ricky Morton had a storyline where he was going for the title against Ric Flair, even though realistically there was no shot of that happening, I was all in on Ricky Morton beating Ric Flair for the title, even though it never was going to happen. I realize that now. But.
Yeah, we're going with the NWO here.
I know.
However, I am aware of the Rock and Roll Express. I was actually on a show with Ricky Morton probably 5-ish years ago. So as of that time, he was still out there doing it. And like you said, having a hard time getting to the ring, but it's not because there were people in the way.
Yeah, I think Robert Gibson's retired now. I think Ricky Morton wrestles with his son or someone.
Oh, yes, I do believe I heard that.
So I don't know what would possess somebody to keep doing it.
This one's going to be all the way at the bottom of the list, and it'll be another repeat. You're just getting to the songs listed before I am.
It's true. This one?
There it is.
So, many 10 years ago or so, like 10 years ago, I was running the eBay business, and I was selling stuff on eBay. And the theme song for when I sold something was this. So my phone would just go off and play this song. Here comes the money. And at Christmas time, it was really annoying to my wife because it just kept going and going and going.
I think it's annoying to most fans these days. They're like, oh no, not Shane McMahon again.
And then this one's going to be back up at the top. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. It should be back in order here.
This is tough. This
chills.
This is
electrifying.
Tough.
I feel like this is one of those songs where it's like, if you're listening to this for some reason, you're not a wrestling fan, you know this song.
Yeah, I think at this point it's true.
Like if you've somehow made it this far in and you're not a wrestling fan and you're just like, oh, we're listening, you know this one.
Mike, I'm going to give you the option of telling me what would you like me to judge this one on? This is because to me, this is kind of close.
Is it?
It is.
Okay.
And what factor would you like to be the number one factor?
I think
you
should just combine all the factors and make the decision, because I have a pick out of this one.
This is our favorite.
And my pick, I think, is pretty clear cut here. I don't want to say that because maybe I'll get to your side of the bracket and for some reason this would match up later on. But after watching what's going on with WrestleMania 40 and The Rock now versus Shane McMahon now, I mean, one of them people would be excited to see at any point in time.
That has nothing to do with the theme song. Okay. So the thing is The Rock's theme song hits hard because of his saying, not the song, because of his, one of his rockisms at the very beginning of the song.
Yes.
And then after that,
which is something that was done a lot by WWE with Jim Johnston when he was making pretty much every WWE song. It was like within 3 seconds, you knew who that was.
And then after that, it's a good song after that. But if there's no, if you smell what The Rock is cooking in the beginning of that song, it hits nothing close.
I disagree.
Wow. Well,
but I think you need the full entrance presentation with it.
Well, that's not what we're judging on. Okay. This is a theme song, and I'm going to give it to The Rock. Okay. But I'm going to tell you that is the closest matchup there's been so far. I like Shane McMahon's.
It's a great song.
I'm trying to keep personal feelings of wrestlers out. I don't like The Rock.
I love
what he's doing right now.
It's incredible.
But he was forced to do that by the fans. Yeah. That's not what he wants. That's Cody not Kyra what he babies. Came back to do.
It isn't. And I'm proud of the WWE to an extent for switching things up.
Like they had to with Daniel Bryan. And what it's the same thing what they did to Batista.
Yeah.
So you see, Batista came back as a babyface.
Yep.
And the fans were
Give
having
me what I want.
None of it. Yes.
Give me what I
so
want.
So they had to change him into that guy.
Yeah, because he couldn't cut a promo or remember his lines.
Or because the fans just wanted Daniel Bryan so bad that it didn't matter, and Batista won the Royal Rumble, and they went bananas in a bad way. So anyway, that was The Rock. Okay. You're not going to hear any Rock on mine. Let me just make sure I'm in the right. Oh, okay. I might have to refer to this later. Mike, another song you haven't heard is from the... it's from... WCW.
Okay.
And now it's playing off my technical issues.
I may know this.
This is a tag team.
Tag team. American males. I know one half of the tag team. I don't know who the second member is.
The second member
is Buff Bagwell.
Well, no, he's the first member. Yeah, Buff Bagwell and Scotty Riggs. You haven't run into Scotty Riggs out there in the independent scene?
No, but I have one with Bagwell.
Oh,
back when he was messed up. So,
last week,
yeah, 10, 12 years ago.
No, he's still messed up. Let's face it.
I heard he's doing better.
Yeah, that's what you've heard.
He doesn't look as good.
Didn't he just have another drug relapse or something?
Very possible.
Like a month ago or something.
Oh, that's possible.
But this song slaps. American males. American males. So you're gonna have a hard time with that.
It's a pretty good song.
Oh, seems like somehow, some way, I went, oh, no, I'm right on time. Here we go. First woman's wrestler theme song.
Going up against the American males.
That's why this is going to be a tough one for you. This is Liv Morgan, who I'm a big fan of, by the way.
Okay.
Of what she's done since... her character change, and then she won the title from Ronda Rousey. I think as far as the women wrestlers on the main roster in WWE, I think she's so underrated.
I agree. She's good.
And she has excellent presentation. And I love how the bells hit in the beginning of the song. I'm a fan of the song. And then American Males. Do you need to hear American Males again?
If we play these songs in the second round, we will be. American Males moves on.
So you have heard American Males before, then?
Of course, yes.
Of course. That's what I want. That's what I'm talking about. Okay, we're going to go to Mike's next matchup here.
It's another one of those within the first 3 seconds, you know.
Cutting Room Floor for me.
I think they cut out the awesome part in the beginning of this version. But.
Oh, yeah. That's a much better version, actually.
Yes. We're just going with what Spotify has allowed us to.
That's true. So The Miz, I Came to Play. Yeah, this is good. I'm a big fan of The Miz. How do you feel about The Miz?
I love The Miz. Absolutely incredible. I don't think Logan Paul would be doing what he's doing now if it wasn't for The Miz.
That's I've never thought of that, and I completely agree with you. One of the best heels ever.
Yes.
I hate it when he's babyface. It hurts my heart.
I think he's incredible in every way because he makes everybody else around him look good in one way or another. He salvaged that match with Shane McMahon when he blew his quad out last year somehow. He's just found a way to make everything go good, and I think he's gotten the props maybe that he deserves, but I also still think he's underrated.
Yes, I would, as far as his wrestling, I would point you to his match with Gunther.
Yeah.
I don't remember what pay-per-view that was, but everyone's like, what is The Miz doing in this match with Gunther? It didn't seem like, because The Miz is more of like a spokesman now.
Yeah.
And, but that was such a good match. And it's mainly, I would say, because of The Miz, even though Gunther's a favorite of mine right now. Oh, the Bubba-tista.
Exactly. You can't think of this song without the pyro.
That is true. So I will tell you that The Miz is moving on. I don't think I've never liked this song. I love his entrance, but the song does nothing for me. Much
this,
like
this
any,
part right here, just gets a little too slow for the animal.
And if you, I got bad news for you. If you got any Randy Orton on your list too, because I feel the same way about any Randy Orton song.
Just dissing on Evolution here, huh?
So. I would never diss on Ric Flair. That's the damn truth. Okay, so I think we're getting the hang of this. Here we go. I just want, yeah. This might be a tough one for you too. You know them both.
I know.
It might be a tough decision for you. This theme song. Even though he's lost like 39 out of his last 40 matches, I think they posted that.
That's brutal.
And
it's a great song, but it's been ruined. I would say ruined because it's been taken away from him.
Who plays this?
You know who should come out to this song? Pat McAfee, because that is the first thing that comes to mind is him on the announcer table playing the Shinsuke Nakamura song.
Yeah.
It is a great theme song, though.
I will tell you, when I went to the last event I went to, the main event was Seth Rollins, Shinsuke Nakamura, and Drew McIntyre. And Shinsuke Nakamura was a heel at the time and really insignificant. He was just an add-in under the storyline, so they had someone to beat without beating one of the other two. But when that song hits, the crowd went crazy just because of the song.
Yeah.
I mean, he's good. But the song. And then it's one of my favorites.
The hype is great.
RVD. I don't even remember when he started this one of a kind. I have no idea when it started. But I loved it. It's up until now.
It's a great song. I'm going with Rob Van Dam here. Partially because it's one of those songs where it's like, this comes out and you get hyped up. And I like the hype up songs. These guys are going into the ring. They're going into battle. The Shinsuke song is fun. I feel like it captures what he is, but I also don't think, oh, this guy's about to beat somebody's ass. And that's why he's lost his last 39 matches, because of that theme song.
He won one in there. You don't know if it was 39 in a row. I'm like, what theme song do you use when you come to the ring as a single and with your current tag team?
Oh, no idea.
Okay.
Nothing good.
Moving. You're not in charge of that department?
Not so much. I've never had like a solid theme song that I've stuck with. So it'd be wrong to pick out any of the things that I've used sparingly and say, that's my theme song.
Next matchup.
Another repeat here.
We expected repeats.
We did.
I doubt very much that we'll have the same song from both sides going all the way to the final match.
Yeah, from the repeats we've had, we haven't had any that we've both put on.
But if we did, for some reason, have a repeat from both sides meet each other in the finals, then that one's just going to be declared the winner, and it'll take all the suspense out of it.
Yep.
Whatever. This is great. This is expected. That's all I can say about this.
Back when I was a kid. So this was back when you could still kind of see him. He wasn't completely transparent yet. But this was John Cena's first theme song in the WWE. Back when he was feuding with Carlito.
There is no way this is his first theme song.
It was his first known theme song with the Doctor of Thugonomics into what evolved into John Cena today. This wasn't his ruthless aggression. I'm in spandex shorts,
right,
smacking Kurt Angle theme song.
This is basic Thugonomics smacking Stephanie McMahon's ass and John Cena.
Yes.
Yeah, so this one's not even close to me.
Marky Mark, John Cena.
Gangrail is moving on.
The wrong choice.
Oh, it is my choice, however.
See, if basic Thugonomics was on your side of the bracket at any point in time,
would it go all the way to the final?
I wouldn't be surprised if it did. That is a song that I listen to relatively regularly.
Wow. That's too bad. Are you ready? All right. So Mike was telling you how he likes the song to hit hard right away for the emotion, and you're getting hyped, and that hypes up the wrestler onto the way to the ring and everything. But when it doesn't hit hard right away, sometimes the song slowly builds and hypes the crowd like this one. This is much more than a theme song to me. This is an era.
It's an attitude. It's an attitude era.
It is. they are degenerates. Degeneration X. Yeah, I loved Degeneration X. In every form it was in. Even though the jokes got cheesier and the segments got cheesier, I was all in all the time.
Yeah.
When they feuded with the Spirit Squad, let me tell you what.
See, growing up, when I did, that's the DX that I know. I know the Degeneration X of Triple H and Shawn Michaels and the Spirit Squad battles, the Vince Likes Cock t-shirt I have in my basement still.
Can we say that?
It's a rooster.
We sure
I wore
can.
It to school.
So, oh my God, this is going to be a 3-hour program.
It is.
Okay, so this is what we're going to do. We're going to keep going. We're going to make this an hour, and then we're going to get up and run to the hockey game. So we're 20.
Then we'll be back here till 4 a.m. finishing this up for you guys.
And then we'll do our other 2 episodes on Zoom, and we'll finish it up. That way we at least don't get too in a rush. I don't want to rush it. I want everyone to hear the songs. I want
over and over and over.
Yeah. I mean, they're good, but if I had my way.
Yeah. Mark Henry?
Yeah. If I had my way. It's going down. Y'all know what time it is. We ain't playing with you. I tell you what, every chance I get, I play this for when Ian Frias is coming up for something that's not. I've played it when he's coming up to the Mightiest Striker. I've played it in a game that didn't matter anymore on the last day of the Ohio Cup. I just love it. I love it so much. But I'm not voting.
But I side with you on this one. Mark Henry's going on because that song, maybe it's part of the presentation of the entrance that just gets stuck with me with the song. Like, maybe the wrestler makes the song a little bit more than it is. But every time you heard that song hit, you're like, oh, things are about to get scary and somebody's going to die.
And you didn't always think that about his character because they did some really ridiculous, silly stuff with his character and sexual chocolate and birth of a hand from Mae Young. Just some really bad
weird
stuff.
Some weird stuff.
I mean,
this may be another one where it's like, if you don't know wrestling, you might not know it, but you'd figure it out very quickly. Yeah. The Undertaker.
I took my sons to WrestleMania in Detroit. It was The Undertaker against Bubba Batista. And this song hit, and there's a little girl behind us, and she cried the entire entrance of The Undertaker. It was annoying. This is iconic. I am an Undertaker guy to a point. He's not on my Mount Rushmore.
Love the gimmick.
Yeah.
I don't think he's a good wrestler. He's been suitable.
I don't think he thinks he's a good wrestler.
I also don't think he's a good wrestler. I'm not saying I don't. I think he knows where he's at.
He does his spots. He's John Cena.
But
he's Hulk Hogan.
But less athletic than John Cena, not Hulk Hogan.
Correct.
You may be able to say things about, oh, John Cena does his spots. He does his thing safely. But you throw on that match at SummerSlam with AJ Styles, and Cena will show you that if he wanted to go every night, he could.
Okay.
And here we have more Chris Jericho, the WWE version. This song reminds me of the Titantron video.
Yes, that's exactly what I was thinking
of. This is Y2K Chris Jericho.
When he first showed up, and then the second time he showed up.
Raining sparks down. The turnaround.
The vest with the chain wallet.
Oh, yeah.
With just the little flare of hair sticking up. People are going to hate me, but I'm going with Chris Jericho. But they're both good. This is a close one. This is close. I'm doing it on the better song. It's not the better entrance, but it's the better song. Nobody can,
that's
not
fair.
Many can top an Undertaker entrance. But it's
here it is getting knocked out in the first round. It's the Undertaker theme song.
It's the aura of the Undertaker that makes whatever song he comes out to better than it really is.
But like, I think that song helped make the Undertaker what he is. I think without that song, the gimmick doesn't get over the way it did, and we're not seeing that, the streak even what it is.
There's nothing you can say that I'm not going to agree with, Chris Jericho. Sorry.
Breakthrough? No.
So many people are going to hate that one. Oh, I wish that wasn't a matchup.
Back to WCW here.
Oh, yeah. There was a couple of weeks there where I thought the NWO Wolfpack was really cool. It didn't last very long with me.
Who was in the Wolfpack? Scott Hall? X-Pac?
Kevin Nash. I assume they ran it.
It's NWO.
Yeah, I assume they ran it just like the NWO. Everybody in it eventually.
Minus Hulk Hogan?
Well, Sting was in it. Sting was never in the black and white.
Yeah.
He was in the tomato.
Yeah.
His face, it was awful. I hated the gimmick after a couple of weeks, but the song when it hit and Scott Hall would come out.
Yeah. Oh. I had a hockey team named the Wolfpack once, and we would listen to this on the way to the games.
Oh, nice. Scott Hall made this theme song. I will say that.
I will say that about the NWO song as well. That one screams Scott Hall to me.
Really?
Yeah. Can't tell you I've liked anything he's done in the ring, really, but
I think it's safe to say we know who's going to win this. This is a guy I love and hate so bad. CM Punk is polarizing to me because I've loved him so much and hated him so much over his career.
It's a similar situation for me because he's not doing it right. I don't hate him as a heel.
No.
He's a wonderful heel, which makes him a bad heel.
He's a natural heel.
When he's a heel, I like him more. But
sure,
knowing what I know about CM Punk, screw that guy. I hate him.
He's not the greatest of guys.
No, he just seems like a miserable human being.
And he's pretty selfish.
Yeah, extremely.
In a business that succeeds when you're not. Look, before he got hurt in the WWE, he was getting over again. My wife is wondering, when are we leaving?
Yes, screw CM Punk. Screw his AEW run. Screw him leaving WWE on the terms that he did. And screw WWE for bringing him back. What I'll say here is you don't turn your back on the Wolfpack. Wolfpack advances.
No! I can't believe this.
It's a good theme song. I just don't want to think about CM Punk anymore. He's not at WrestleMania. Good.
Anyway, what I was saying is he was getting back over before he got hurt.
Yeah.
With this good guy gimmick, and I hated it.
Yeah.
I'm like, this isn't him, and people are buying it.
Right.
So I'm not a fan of
that. That's the problem, and I think it's the similar problem that The Rock has had up until right now, where it's like, oh, these guys got over as a bad guy. And then as time, you hate them in the moment, time goes on, you go, you know what? I actually really liked watching that guy wrestle. He was a great bad guy because he made me feel things. And then they return, and you've realized that, oh, I like them, so they can't be a bad guy anymore. And then they're doing this, oh, yay, boo, hip, hip, hooray, baby face gimmick.
Well, and he can't be a heel when he first came back because he's got nowhere else to go. He's got nothing left. He's burned too many bridges, and now he has to play super nice.
Yes. He should wrestle.
He'll get comfortable
when they go to Chicago and never again.
Yeah. He'll get comfortable and be a dick again. Yeah. Oh, no worries.
Oh, yeah. I would say here, we're almost at about halfway through the brackets.
Yeah, I didn't even get you to pick the winner. Because did you say it? Did you officially say it?
Oh, it's the Wolfpack.
Yeah,
it's
the Wolfpack. I wrote it down.
Well, these will be our last matchups here of the first half of the bracket. I think that's probably a good time to stop after these.
And absolutely.
If we got a couple minutes left, maybe talk about a WrestleMania match coming up. Because we said we were going to do that.
We'll do that.
And we haven't done it yet.
We're going to put out so many hours subject matter on wrestling that we never thought we were going to.
All before WrestleMania. This Saturday night, live on Peacock. And Sunday. Don't forget Friday Night SmackDown and Monday Night Raw.
Okay.
4 days straight. This here is the sexy boy, Shawn Michaels.
Sexy boy. All right, I will say this. Not a great song, but great for him when he had it.
This is something that is on my iPod.
This should never have lasted his entire career. It should have lasted a large part. But when he came back after retirement,
he should have been sexy man.
He could have came back with the song, but there should have been an evolution. Like maybe when he got hurt in his feud with Randy Orton and then came back when they were crowning Randy Orton and whatever. There should have been something else. I don't like that he was with, and I'm sure it was his decision.
That he was a sexy boy for 30 years?
I know.
Now.
Say it. I know what you're going to say. I know what you're going to say right now.
That there's not an official better song to this, or an alternative, but the Kurt Angle version, if that was a real theme song,
with
I think
that
would
be sensational, Sherry.
Yes. Sexy
she
Kurt.
She was amazing.
He'll make your ankle hurt. He's got the moves that make him all tap out. The angle slam, the ankle lock. Marty Jannetty still can't walk.
I can't do it. And then this is, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. The ripoff of everything.
L.A. Knight.
Oh, yeah. I'll say this about L.A. Knight. Smart. I don't think he's that good. Came in old, didn't get over until he was already over age, like DDP. He's basically a mashup of the Attitude Era wrestlers. That's what he is.
to an extent.
He's a montage. He's a walking montage.
Yes, but that hasn't been his WWE gimmick. Even in TNA, when he was Eli Drake. Same thing. It's just who he is.
No, it's not who he is.
He grew up on the Attitude Era, and that's what it became.
There's no way I will ever vote for his song.
Yeah?
I hate him. The song is okay. It's fine. Sexy boy.
No, it's not.
We don't even have to discuss it. And I know he's going to win at WrestleMania. Maybe that's the match we could talk about. And I wish he'd lose.
Okay.
Okay, here's our last matchup in this episode one of who knows. This is going to be a tough one. It's going to be a tough one for you. Fandango. Fandinghole. Fandango came onto the scene losing at WrestleMania to Chris Jericho, or winning, beating Chris Jericho at WrestleMania. Amazing. This was great.
If they could have made Carlito's theme song any worse, it would have been this.
Yeah. This is awesome. Anyway, I guess I know who's going to win, whoever the other song is.
Probably.
Well, this is... this is what I grew up on right here. This hits you right in the feels. It's the 2001 Space Odyssey theme song. It's Ric Flair.
Woo!
We're going to go to the hockey game here in a couple minutes, and we're going to hear so many Ric Flair woos. It's going to be crazy unless they're losing. I guess I got to hear you say it, Mike.
Woo. Yeah, it's definitely Ric Flair here. It's one of those songs that encapsulates what his gimmick was and his character was. And I think 99% of wrestlers couldn't have pulled off that theme song, but it fits him perfectly.
It wasn't a character, by the way.
Oh.
Richard Flair is a character. comment on our terrible decisions, especially when I knocked The Undertaker out of this tournament. So thanks again, everybody. Have a good night.